This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
What happens when you cross a beauty pageant, a drag show, and a stand-up night? Then throw in some sketch chaos and a whole lot of glitter. You get Comedy Pageant, a one-night-only midwinter comedy spectacular happening this Thursday at the Brunswick Ballroom. It's bold, it's bizarre, and it's got some of Australia's best comedians battling out for the crown. Joining us in studio are the duo behind it, Gabriel and Hunter, to talk about the return of grassroots live comedy, the rise of weird and wonderful new formats, and how the comedy pageant is shaking up the comedy scene. Gabrielle, Hunter, welcome.
Hi, Latham. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Love your name too.
It's a little unusual.
Yeah, no relation to Mark, I assume.
No. That's his surname.
Oh, right.
That's my given name. Yeah. But sometimes when people say, how do I spell it? And I say, do you know Mark Latham?
Yes. And they just go, D-I-C-K-H-E-A-D. Yep.
When I checked in, I just didn't write it. It was too hard.
Anyway, moving on from my name, even though it's a very interesting topic, let's get to your show, which is very exciting.
Oh, my God, yes. It's called The Comedy Pageant, guys. It's on Thursday night at the Brunswick Ballroom, and it's going to be a beauty pageant extravaganza.
So think Toddlers and Tiaras, yes. If you know the show, classic, but with comedians.
Wow. So they're all going to be...
And they're not toddlers.
Are they going to have the faces, you know, those beautiful puffy faces with the light,
we can only hope some of them are put in the fake teeth trays. Remember those?
Oh, the flippers.
Yeah, the flippers.
Yeah, we've got a cracking cast here. It's the first time we've ever done it and we've put together a great list of people.
Our lineup's insane.
Yeah. Bron Lewis. Nick White, who's an Instagram superstar. Mm-hmm. We've got Hot Department, the sketch duo, Honor and Patrick.
Ridiculously
and
funny.
Triple R Breakfasters host, Nat Harris. So they're all coming and, yeah, we're hoping they will wear fake teeth.
And we don't know who's going to win. We have our own suspicions, but it's going to be a good competition.
It's not rigged.
No.
You're not rigging this.
No. We've got two judges.
It's a genuine competition.
Oh, actually, yeah. Now I think about it, those beauty pageants do seem kind of rigged. Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Hey, we could be getting bribes.
It's always a controversy. Chocolates. You hear like the Miss Universe, you hear like Miss Estonia won, yeah, but apparently she was paying off the judges.
That's right.
So actually, maybe we could make some
Why
money.
Why are we getting
of it,
some cash? You
know? Yeah, that's it. I'm just imagining now, are you going to have like the toddler tantrum as well? I would love to see someone do that.
Or the sugar sticks.
Oh, yes.
Out the back, just on in a big tray for them.
Just
oh, licking. What's that? Like toddler drugs.
Yeah, they give them sugar in a tube and they swallow it.
Really?
Yeah, sugar sticks.
Yeah, we should be getting a bit of that going. Yeah, we really want them to like take off. There's going to be all the classic beauty pageant rounds. They're going to have to do special talent. They're coming in their hometown costume. We're going to do questions from the audience. We're really going to put them through the ringer before we crown our Miss Funny Supreme Midwinter Pageant.
And you should see the crown we have. It's absolutely beautiful. It's huge. And we've got a staff, the whole kit and caboodle. It's very over the top and it's going to be a really, really fun night.
I hope you've been inspired by the royal jewels.
Oh, of course.
Not in Buckingham Palace. I think they're in a different palace in
Tower of London.
Tower of London.
You know what, Latham? Our jewels, they're even better than that.
Even better.
Yeah. Imagine if the Tower of London got their jewels from Temu, and that would be you're really narrowing into what we're going for
that's
here.
Really
super classy. So the finest plastics and neon and
that China can create.
That's it.
You will see them Thursday night at the Brunswick Ballroom.
Yeah, our prop department consists of Amazon and Temu orders, so.
Or any other nondescript.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no brands.
Drop
no
shipping
brands.
Outlet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a question for you, Hunter.
Yeah.
So can we get a little bit more serious rather than tiaras and tantrums?
Oh,
although
good.
That is a super fun topic to talk about.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was hoping for a serious question.
So you've done some work on shows like The Project.
Yes, I have.
And that's been, involved in shaping the national conversation about many, many issues. What itch is Comedy Pageant scratching that TV never could?
Oh, my God.
What
great
a fantastic
question. Well, we wouldn't mind if it ended up as a TV show.
Yeah,
like
that
so, yeah, we're trying to scratch one big itch. What itch to scratch? Well, it's going to be a lot looser than you could be on television.
Improvised.
I made The Project for years. years, and you know, technically it was G rated.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it meant that you could only
that
ever get up.
Letter.
You could only get up about 27% of your ideas.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But at the comedy pageant, Gaby's the only gatekeeper here, and she doesn't have any rules. So yeah, I suppose we're getting buck wild.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, never on the project do you see Carrie Bickmore. What did you say? Snorting some sherbet and wearing a tiara.
No,
you know? And if that's
no.
what you're looking for, I mean, maybe they should have, no, and it yes. wouldn't have been cancelled. You know,
maybe so they should have had like the project uncut.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what
yeah.
we want to see.
Fun.
Yeah. yeah, I am uncut actually.
Okay. You could have like Andy Cohen does. You could have questions from the audience. You know, the after show, project after show.
Yeah,
let's call it that.
Project after show. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I think a lot of our light up have actually been guests at some point or another on the
podcast. Yes, definitely.
So it kind of is.
I've got a question for you, Latham. If you ooh. If you were to do a beauty pageant, which you're more than welcome to join us on yes. Thursday night, if you had to do a special talent, what would it be?
Resting bitch face.
That's not fantastic. Bad. I can tell already you're very good at it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I don't think you've done a very good job at all. You seem very friendly to me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, no, looks can be deceiving.
Just wait.
Yeah, just wait. Just wait till after the studio when I just send you out the door. Like, yeah. we're done, yeah, we're done, yeah, we're done. Yeah. So you're both queer creatives. It's
correct.
Fair to say. And this show is deeply camp, which we've just talked about.
Yes.
But it also feels like it's inclusive rather than exclusive.
100%.
Yeah. So what role does queerness play and how this night has been shaped?
Oh, that's a good question too. I guess it's sort of just in the bones of it because we've made it and we're both very gay, yeah. very, very queer.
And it's gay as.
It's very, yeah. it's very much from our brain, so it's become very camp.
There's nothing camper than a beauty pageant, really.
I mean, so camp.
Exactly. Yeah,
can you get camper? Like, I don't think so. So I think there's that. But also, yeah, inclusive is important. And when what you said before, like, it gives everyone a chance to perform and test new stuff out. Like, it's very much an opportunity for people to get up and do their thing.
Yeah,
in absolutely. A safe space, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, lots of the performances are gay, and Gaby's always been very passionate about creating opportunities for queer artists. Yeah. So it's the perfect show for it.
Are we expecting sort of any what do you call it, audience participation? Is this part of it, or is it more the audience just sit there and enjoy?
You know, my sister-in-law said, I don't want to come because I don't want to get pulled up on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
people
get freaked
out by that.
Genuinely afraid. And so I assured her that she wouldn't be, but I don't really know.
Yeah, what's her name? We should get her up. No, there's no audience participation at this point, except for when we crown the Miss Congeniality. That will be viewer's choice.
Yes. Yes.
So when we're crowning Miss Congeniality, which you'd be familiar with, of course, from the Sandra Bullock vehicle.
Yes, of course.
We will go to the audience for the applause-o-meter for that at the crowning section. So you will, if you are coming, you will be an unofficial judge and you will need to pay attention.
And you'll need to clap.
Okay, so after
if you want to partake in voting on Miss Congeniality,
so the, yeah. if you're thinking,
I mean, if you're an audience, the clapping is
yeah.
if you were going to clap, like, don't
if you're inspired by Miss Congeniality, like there is an actor on that show, so William Shatner who played Captain Kirk, who I love Star Trek.
Mm.
So who would be the
Longbow?
Is there someone who's playing the Captain Kirk? Sorry, not the Captain Kirk, William Shatner character.
Yeah, me.
You are.
Is that the host?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the host, baby. I'm coming or opening with a song. You know, pageants always open with a song.
Yeah.
We're doing a musical number at the start, and then I'll be putting all the beauty queens through the ring.
Hunter even sings at the beginning. So brace yourselves. It's beautiful.
Too late for refunds.
From the moment you said there's an actor in Miss Congeniality, all I can think about is how beautiful Sandra Bullock is. So don't mind me.
We've lost her to a lesbian daydream.
If we go back to the tiara cover, I'm just imagining now that the tiara flying off into the audience or up into onto your stage and exploding.
Yeah.
Is there an exploding tiara as well?
Yeah. Well, one of our contestants is Hot Department, who are actually a comedic duo. So it is actually, I'm calling it a pageant world first.
Okay.
They're competing as a duo.
Yes.
And so we are anticipating if they do win, they'll have to snap the tiara into smaller bits like from Mean Girls.
Oh, that's very
Yeah. Are you across Mean Girls? Yeah. Not just Star Trek.
No, that's right. No. Star Trek and Mean Girls combined. I'm there.
He does it all.
And I was told, so this is a one-off show.
At this stage, so yes, Thursday night, if you want to come and see this, you've got to get in quick because this is the only event as it stands.
Yeah, get in on the ground floor, baby.
Okay. But we do have plans to take it to other festivals.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a test run. So I think personally, if I was able to book a ticket, I'd want the bragging rights to be able to say I was there at the very first one.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we've got a special deal for Joy listeners.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, you've got
what
a
about
special...
Joy hosts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even better deals.
Even better.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah.
We've got a special discount. Go and go. You get 50% off tickets. That's half price if you use the code VIP. That's VIP when booking
general
tickets.
For very important person. which exactly. is
so just three letters.
VIP. VIP. Three letters, 50% off.
Oh, well, there you go. And where can people purchase tickets?
Head to brunswickballroom.com.au and just through there, you'll see through the calendar of your events.
On a side note, that venue, by the way, is stunning and they are doing such a great job. I just have to do a little shout out. They are amazing. They're really adding to the scene for a live performance in Melbourne, and I'm so blown away by how professional they've been, and just I'm so excited. They've got a beautiful staircase, and I really love what they're doing. They're doing great work.
So if the show's rubbish, you'll get to see a fantastic theatre.
Exactly. They've got dinner, they've got drinks.
Yeah,
so
dinner
even
and a show.
If you hate the show, you can have still dinner got and dinner. Drinks with your friends.
Excellent. It sounds like
God, you know how to sell a show.
It's only an hour. Come on, get out of the house.
How bad can it be?
Excellent.
Something to talk about.
Gabriel Hunter, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Joy Drive this afternoon.
Thanks for having us. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.